there's something inside you.
And that's how you start an intro to a podcast. By downing a fucking glass of some cognac. Mm-hmm. Vanilla cognac. Ba-ba-do. The paper mache.
Oh, yeah. That paper mache.
People, I just showed Cody the Babadook trailer. And he's like, the fuck is this, man? Dude, I thought you would have had an answer for me because I watched it earlier.
I don't know. I was just going to answer that shit. Who does have the answer?
Yeah, Corey. Oh, no. That motherfucker told us, this shit freaked me the fuck out, man. Scared the shit out of me. It fucked me. I scared it. And I was like,
goddamn thing happened in that trailer.
Damn, man. He built that up. And then I watched it today in the car and I just looked at it and was like, made me feel like an idiot trying to say, oh, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. My fiance, I was like, watch it with me, Miss One. Watch it with me or whatever and shit. Next thing you know, that fucking paper mache popped out, whatever. Just a little stick figure with a knife. And I was like, damn.
Is that Babadook? The paper?
That's what I thought. I was like, what the hell is Babadook? And then it ends the turn.
Babadook.
I was like, it straight up sound like a dude with that fucking voice box under his throat because he's been smoking too much. Oh, man. I think I saw it in a scary movie.
Exactly.
People, welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 125. Fifth of them things. 125th of them things. I'm going to call it that since they listen to fucking hip-hop.
Yeah, listen to that bullshit.
Listen to that bullshit. Oh, my God. People, my sister is spending the night with me and shit. She's only 16, but fuck, man. If I can only get them hip-hop videos out of her fucking head. God.
If only we could teach the youth, man.
And it ain't like the fiance helping because her goddamn ass is fucking
feeding into it
with her and shit. And it's just like, y'all ain't helping the cause right now, man. She was playing a song earlier today. I was like, what the fuck are they saying? And these Negroes or nothing like that. I don't even know what the fucking song's called.
Actually, that's how most songs go nowadays.
Ah, damn, dude.
What the fuck they're saying?
Man, mainstream hip hop, man. I tell you, man, that makes you commit suicide. So I'm like,
yes.
Happened to the stuff. See, you see what I'm saying? The fuck are they probably analyzing. See, I met that guy and this and that. But fuck it, whatever. Welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 125 once again. Yes. Take two. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
We will not be taking two with the ice bucket challenge, so that can go to hell.
Hell no, I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, not one nomination is enough.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
One nomination. Man, I did not know that. I thought once you did it, it's done with or whatever. I was like, what? I'm just gonna repost that video. Yeah. Just be like, if we did it the same time, we just wore the same clothes.
Yeah. It's like your shitty Photoshop job on it.
You know what? I'll just change the color of our shirt. And be like,
exactly.
Put that shirt on my screen. Just like, change my clothes to black and blue.
Dub some voices in.
Dub some more. Babadook. You know what?
I nominate Babadook.
I wish I remembered the seal of that trailer because I would have edited that video and just put it at the end of the video. Babadook. Man, that was the stupidest fucking. I'm sorry. Cody was being generous. He said it didn't look bad, but
I couldn't really have it. It's hard to have a reaction to something. I couldn't tell. What the fuck is it?
What are they running from?
I didn't.
It's got 10 reviews so far because it played at the festival. It's got 100%. I'm assuming that's going to drop, but. you know how horror movies is at festivals, man. Look at Oculus. They praised the fuck out of that. What was that one?
Oculus.
Yeah, Oculus, and it was The Conjuring. And there was another one that came out. I can't remember. Next Kill or something. Something with the wore the mask and shit.
Is that Your Next? Is that
Your Next? Yeah, I said Next Kill, some shit like that. Yeah, they played that. Like, oh, we've been waiting 5 years to see this movie. I'm just like, I'm watching these movies. I'm like, damn, man, you must be a hardcore horror fan or something like that. Cause fuck, man, these movies are generic as hell shit, yeah. Dude. I'm saying, brother, watch the Blair Witch. Take that back. Remember that screen we were supposed to do whatever when I got there, even that said, and the opening of it said, haven't seen something this good since the Blair Witch Project. Yeah. And it was like, I'm glad this video don't work.
It was my excitement.
Yeah, because that Blair Witch is a piece of shit, dude.
I don't get that fucking movie at all.
Man, that's definitely going to be one of our video, or not our audio commentary. It's going to be like, a lot of, like, Brian from Family Guy summed it up nicely when he had to escort blind people or whatever. He took a blind man in the theater, and he was just like, what's happening? People walking, kids crying.
Basically what it is, yeah.
Movie ended, people leaving, people look pissed off. I remember that theater, man. I remember reading articles, a lot of people just walking out of the theater angry and mad or whatever.
That fucking thing having that guy.
Not to know that 10 years later, it'd be some kind of cult hit or something like this. It's like, oh, okay.
Fuck that happened.
Remember a good old friend on that old show, LDT, used to brag about that movie.
That's true. I remember that.
Man, I used to tell him, man, shut the fuck up, man. A goddamn thing going on in that movie, man. When they made sequels, he's just like,
oh, God.
This is based on some real stuff here. I'm going to go get a close up of the ghost. Hey, Mr. Ghost, what are you? Oh, shit. That ghost means business. No shit. The hell, you in the middle of the woods anyway?
Jesus Christ.
You don't know our way back. Why don't you go backwards? How about that shit?
Yeah.
What are you? Like, that was like,
simple shit.
We're running from the killer. Run through the woods. Leave the main road to run through the woods.
Yeah. That's a great fucking idea. Fantastic.
Why run through woods and dodge and tree when you can just make a straight run?
All you gotta do.
Especially if you black, you know, that killer ain't gonna be like, fuck that nigga. What are ignorant white people at? I'm sure they'll be walking through here soon or whatever. But people, we recording a little early and shit because we figured, you know, Cody's here. We had to record a podcast anyway. We had to do an A. I'm about to fuck the name up again.
Fucking up again. Goddamn.
ASL. ALS. Yeah, ALS. That sounds right. Yeah. That's. I got clients by that those fucking initials, so it's just like throwing me off or whatever. The girlfriend was like, oh, you thinking about work? No. No, not at all. we had to do that, and so we just figured we'd get an episode out real quick.
Knock it out. Why the fuck not?
We got a lot of questions anyway. We got Friday's box office talk, which was interesting.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what the fuck is going to be like. Friday always leads you to be like, I wonder what it's going to look like come that day now. We got Blu-ray talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking too good. And trailer talk with a movie Cody's been anticipating this whole year.
Yeah, I didn't even fucking heard of it until like 5 minutes ago.
Man, you was looking forward to this movie. I know you are. I can feel it in your bowls. Your bowls. What the fuck?
I got bowls in me.
You got bowls in and dropping bowls on the bitch. Remember that bitch that looked like Felicia Keys? Your boy fucked her. Shit. I'm talking all up. Oh, shit. Sup, nigga? Since we're gonna be watching all them goddamn old videos and shit like that. But you know what? Let's go ahead and get into our little, supposedly newsletter that we did. But I don't know what the fuck to call that damn thing. Let's get some question comments there, whatever. But you know what? First, before we do that, Cody, what are we drinking?
We rinse your glass out before we drink this.
Nah, that's all right, man. Oh, I like that smell. Sure. Vanilla, I love that smell of vanilla.
No, I didn't like that. Massive flavor.
Damn. Okay, yeah. Well, then.
He can't do crap really.
Okay, well, then, when he leaves.
I was like, nah, you know what? Give me 1 second.
Shit, I do it all the time. Don't take it there.
Okay.
People, I took a shot of some fucking cognac or something like that.
This is Stone's 18th anniversary IPA.
Didn't we have this one before?
No, we did not.
Oh, okay, I see. I'm drunk, so. I'm a drunk. Not
drunk. I thought you said
if I was drunk right now, I'd be grabbing your dick. or worse. You know worse. Oh, yeah. That's right. I'd be pouring another bucket over your head. Look, they in there loving that shit. I hear them in there. Oh my god, this video, it's so amazing what they do with the hip hop artists.
No, I already had my fill of this.
Damn, that's a light looking beer compared to what we usually have.
Yeah, we've been drinking like stouts lately.
Man, yeah, I'm looking at this, I'm like, damn.
So yeah, why don't you get a little whiff of that and a little taste test.
Damn, nigga, what the fuck?
Because I already had like half before we started the podcast. Because I thought we were going to start earlier.
If you want the roll reverse, you want to root for me, all you got to do is say it. I'll drink it. I'll eat it myself. I'll swallow the pills myself. I'll get on that. I'll get on a little air mat right there. I'll bend right over for you, man.
I'm sure you would.
Make a clap. I don't even know how to do that. I'll figure out.
How's that treating you?
It's actually not bad. I'm about to give a shit because I was like, it's looking a little light, dude. And I'm like, you know.
It's not that light.
Compared
it's
to
an IPA, so
compared to what we have,
that don't mean shit.
I'm about to say,
color doesn't mean shit.
For me, it does. I like dark shit. Mm. Then again, I love stout, so
that's a good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
Mm. I think I just grew 2 extra hair on my nuts now.
There you go.
Yeah,
not bad.
I'm finally a man now.
Yeah.
Cynthia, she says, nice to know there are tons of spoiling bastards out there with some talent. You seem to have a large enough community. People never thought of expanding on it and adding the profile chat section back on the site. No, because then you gotta watch for spammers and shit like that, and that shit actually requires a 24/7 eye attention on.
Yeah,
I don't have 24/7 eye attention on this goddamn site. I have about a good 9 to 7 hour perception on that site. So, no. Uh-uh. Not even a little bit.
There you go.
Man, I was getting... And I don't get me wrong, I felt bad leading people's profiles and shit like that, but man, I had almost enough amount of spam just as much as I had profiles signed up and shit like that. What was another thing? The chat section, that shit slows it down or whatever, so that's another reason why I took it down. I don't have, like... Actually, I do, so never mind. I was about to say, my server is pretty big, so never mind. I'm paying for that shit, so... never mind. I guess I got no really excuse except... No, it's just spammers and shit like that. I guess I could get that looked into, but... Oh, one-man operation here. Other than Cody on here as well.
I don't do shit. I just talk.
Yeah. Cody, I need you to look into the spammer shit, whatever stuff, and get that antivirus shit going or whatever. Cody be like... Well, sure, hey man, I'll watch a movie with you, man, but you ain't speaking my language right about now, right? You know, shit, what the fuck is wrong with you? My girl Adriana, I should have nominated her ass or whatever and shit. That is a good point, Cynthia. The site did get nominated for a podcast, well, goddamn right. And just to get nominated means you have to have tons of fans. I call them bastards more than fans. Fans just sounds degrading.
Yeah, but I think bastards does sound better.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds empowering.
Very empowering.
Yeah.
Empowers them to be bastards.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be a bastard?
I don't know who wouldn't.
Brad Pitt was one.
Nice.
Yeah, well, so, for 10 minutes.
So Michael Fassbender was kind of one.
For about a minute, a two, yeah. Whatever. God damn you, Tarantino. Did you see the trailer for his new movie? Or a teaser, more like it?
No,
not even a teaser. Opening credits to it.
It's opening credits.
That's what, it ain't shit going on, just credits. Okay. Just actor's name and blood spills and it goes away. The next actor. He's like...
That's... Okay.
I don't even know who the fuck any of these actors are, neither all by right. name. You need to show me a face, bro. But, you know, he ain't got to do shit because, like, it's going to sell anyway. Yeah. But, says, my question is mainly for Cody, though. And I would like to know, what does it mean for you to be on a site with those kind of responsibilities? He just said he don't have any. So, do you feel like you can add something better with people onto the site? Or do you feel no pressure at all?
I feel like goddamn...
That's this deep and meaningful question. He was like, I ain't got a goddamn thing to this. I mean, I ain't saying it's a Citizen Kane question, but he was like, shit, drinking, nigga. That's what I bring that to the table.
No, that's me lying your question, Cynthia, but no, I really don't feel any
I
pressure.
Don't think you made like me, so I just think you being honest. And it was funny.
that's my job. I'm just here to shoot the shit and get my opinion every now and again. Actually, yeah. Really, well, again, Topics in the Dark, you motherfuckers, if I wasn't on that show, it'd be a goddamn mess.
I'm telling you, it'd be just beat me, CJ, back and forth going, darkness!
Yeah.
Hour and a half. Just hour and a half. Darkness. Darkness of hour and darkness this and...
Then, questions.
Oh, get to the light. Yeah, exactly. And then, we got some questions now. So, people loving us now. Don't know why, because we've been saying darkness for the past hour now. Telling stories of how the darkness integrated with a movie or something like that. Like, darkness, you know, spread so hardly that when it came through, the light was gone no more and the darkness clouded and shrouded it in darkness. You'd be like, damn, you just said darkness 5 times in one sentence or whatever.
No, but to elaborate on your question more, though, basically, I'm just here to see what becomes of our chemistry, see what avenues that can bring us as far as, you know, entertainment-wise. You never know.
It's been working pretty well so far, too.
So, it's always fun.
Darkness was a nice little tryout. And then, I think personally, Movie Spoilers is a better thing than Darkness. Darkness is just freeform, loose shit. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really like, you know, if it was compared to acting, that's really ad-libbing.
Yeah.
It's really just ad-libbing. I mean, yeah. We ain't got shit to say on that show or nothing like that. This show, on the other hand, is pretty much, like Cody just said, our strong fact opinion. Mm-hmm. And seeing if we can announce her. Because it's more interacting with you guys, letting you know news and answering your questions and shit like that. Darkness is just... I mean, before Cody came on, like you said, it was just us shooting shit about people we knew in our friend group, which was funny as fuck. I ain't gonna get me wrong. But it's kind of an inside joke, which I don't think is right anything. And even with the topics now or whatever and shit, it's basically us just, once again, shooting the shit of opinions of some bullshit topic that went on or something like that. Sometimes shit we don't even care about.
Yeah, and then the video, we got the video thing going now.
Video thing, we got that going now. Cody keeps that coming. And like I said, once again, some shit we don't even give a fuck about.
Yo, CJ don't give a fuck.
CJ don't never give a fuck. That's the thing, Bob. It's like, can you at least give like a quarter of a fuck?
No.
Not even a dime of a fuck?
Yeah, but never fucked the nominator, so you saw that shit.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I love how he pronounced our names right there, goddamn thing. I was like, damn.
Yeah, he made sure he did that shit.
That nigga did that shit on purpose after his little pussy-ass thing or whatever. That was a bitch. We rewatched that, and I was just looking at it like, them niggas was in that shower.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, me and Cody went our way. We went to the store, and we had a little-ass bucket, and I was like, we can do better.
Yeah.
I regret the fuck out of that shit, man. That water, man.
Man.
Fuck, man. I don't think Big Bear is a good idea now because that was cold as fuck, dude. Mr. Laser. I like that name. I wonder if that's your real... If that's your real name, let me know. It says, the email show Corey and Tommy do. My God, it takes damn near an hour just to hear them start reading emails or taking calls. That is your opinion and... I'm a true fact. I think this one was a lot better. Well, I thank you as far as just getting into the topic at hand. You guys did your shooting the shit, but kept it quick and got right into keeping it about the people.
The people.
I noticed that about a lot of the podcasts on this site is they are straight to the point. Just wanted to point that out to you guys. Keep up the great work, guys.
Appreciate it, Mr. Laser.
No, you didn't have a question, but you sent us a nice little comment, which we do appreciate. The darkness is the only one where we really fuck around with.
Yeah.
We even drag that on to like 10 minutes, usually just CJ bashing.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Yeah, and then we do that for about 5 minutes, then we get right... 10 minutes. I'm not going to say 5 minutes. 10, 15 minutes, then we get right into questions.
Yeah.
It's just us catching up with each other.
Pretty much.
Not questions, topics, I mean, whatever. To see how our weekend went and shit like that. Other than that, other shows, man, we bullshit for about 5 minutes or whatever. Do the little drink, what we having to drink or something like that. Then we get right into it.
Yeah.
There's no... I don't know what the hell Corey... Motherfuckers be going on about some shit. Well, you know, Tommy probably been getting Corey high, so that's what it is.
Yeah, right. Might be on to something.
I'm just throwing it out there,
might
bro.
Might be on to something.
Hey, man, got some more questions for you, bro.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Holly, man, she says, gotta ask, what did you guys think of T.I. himself being a part of Marvel's...
I saw those letters T.I. I just had to laugh.
That's all you can see.
I'm assuming it's really going to be very small. I'm assuming.
That's what I heard. I heard he was going to be playing just like a robber type deal or something
That's fine. If it's something like that, I really don't give a shit. Whatever. It's fine. As long as you don't talk too much, I'll be good. Because that seems like that motherfucker is a task for him to talk. Like, seriously. Damn, I know people have accents, but come on, man.
All right, man. Here we go. Wow, Cody, you was really nice on that, because...
Oh, the Marvel fanboy got something to say on this. Okay.
Man.
You got some... Okay, I want to hear this.
Now, maybe I shouldn't, because, like, everybody keeps saying, and even the news came out, he's playing this small role, whatever. So maybe I shouldn't go ahead and talk shit about it, because then I'll be eating my words, something like that, because you probably won't even see him on screen. But that nigga can't act. That nigga is horrible. That nigga shouldn't be nowhere near no fucking film camera. And to be part of a Marvel film, that's even fucking worse.
That's shot the hell out of me.
That's shot the hell out of me too, whatever. Second, especially following great actors like, I even throw in Terrence Howard, Don Cheadle, Anthony Mackie, shit, even Idris Elba was a doorman. was Black Samuel Jackson, shit like that. And then Ant-Man, T.I. That nigga got pictures of somebody. That's the only fucking way he could have been part of this fucking franchise. That's the only goddamn way he could have been part of this. I people probably saying you should give it the benefit of the doubt, give it the benefit of the doubt, because the track record of pulling actors in has pretty been good or whatever, because, you know, no. Bradley Cooper is Rocket Raccoon. I know a lot of people, but no, you don't get it. T.I.
Yeah.
Rubber Band Man himself. Big thing popping. Can't understand a word when he say that shit, whatever. It's the most simplest fucking words ever and shit. Yo, he changed the South rapping game. You know, he did change the rap game in the South. He made it worse.
That motherfucker had the audacity to call himself the king of the South. Remember, he said, I don't know if he still says that shit.
I did. Man, that shit. South never went nowhere anyway to be kings or nothing or whatever and shit.
Jesus Christ.
Man. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Oh, God. And the same goes with them photos, too, that they've been releasing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Paul wearing the hoodie. I'm like, okay.
I mean, he looks cool. I was like, all right. But whatever. Yeah. I was like, I don't give a fuck about him. Like, yeah, whatever. I was like, yeah, dude, he's putting these photos on me. Yeah. Shit. Okay. Whoever be leaking those photos and then marking them out of it is like, like, damn, people still get excited about this kind of shit? Yeah. Like, seriously. The same thing goes back to the which one, when we did the Batman one or the Wonder Woman, and there was one of Clark Kent, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was I don't know if that was an official photo.
I think it was just on a set piece, whatever, but it was him in the costume just looking at us like, ain't no fucking different, man.
I can at least sympathize if you have the actual costume on. Yeah, that I get.
I mean, the only positive I get out of this one is just that it looks like Paul Rudd's not putting a suit on and fucking not being in a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Other than that. Man, those photos don't offer a goddamn thing, man. It's like, man, I can't believe people be reposting those. Like, shit. And it's like,
oh, Scott Ling. There he is.
I'm gonna slap the fuck out of everybody. Y'all keep posting this shit, man.
Man. Comic book related, man. I swear, people just lose that fucking shit.
It's just fucking sad for, like, seriously. Like, and it'd be the most, like the shit that they be, like, the photos that they be releasing of this kind of shit is shit that you see in the movie for, like, a quick second, too.
Yeah.
It's like, when that scene happened, it'd be like, because those scenes that happened would look like Paul Rudd standing at, it looked like that's a scene where they're going to put a song in, and he's walking
with the guy. Yeah, it's like some establishing shots.
Exactly, like whatever, something like that, like some cinematography shot or something like that, where I'm just like, I don't have shit to the fucking movie. I don't have a goddamn thing in the movie. They're filming in San Fran right now?
Yeah.
Is that movie taking place in San Fran?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Okay, well, I may.
You know what they should have had? They should have had T.I. in the picture with them. That would have been something.
You know what? They're going to Atlanta to shoot.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that. Yeah, that's the bulk of the shoot is going to be in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. This nigga playing a crime boss.
Oh, please don't say that. Please. You're making me very worried now.
You know what? Now makes sense. I didn't even think about that. Man, they are going to Atlanta. Jesus fucking Christ. That. Damn, dude. I mean. Fuck, man. Yeah,
okay, I'm very worried now.
I'm fucking... Yeah, y'all push me not giving a fuck now. I personally, I'm... Man, that's got to be the worst fucking news I've ever fucking heard. Like, that's on the level of hearing Shaq gonna play Steel or some shit like that. Probably worse than that, actually.
Might be.
Well, shit, I don't know. They both can't talk.
At least Ant-Man is somewhat respectable.
Yeah. T.I. is Ant-Man, whatever. Shout out. The hell? Y'all remember that movie ATL?
God, that movie's fucking...
Fucking hate that movie with a passion.
Damn, that movie's so bad.
Man, it's so fucking hard.
So fucking bad.
T.I. rollerblading.
Can
Nigga, you can't call yourself a gangster, nigga. Come on, man. Now, granted, I grew up rolling blade. Who didn't, man? We live in California. Oh, we used to roll blade all the time, man. Shit, I even had those things on Home Shopping that were the roller balls, so we can do the splits and shit like that. Go to the skating ring and skate, but, man, you going in your rap song talking about how you be slanging dope and shit like that, and then you do these movies where you trying to play the hard, particular, personal character shit, and next, you know, you nigga, you rollerblading.
Damn, I swear to God.
Hanging out with some loser-ass friends, and you get the hot chick.
Who also can't act.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Good Lord. Shit. That Laura London is fucking beautiful. Gorgeous as hell. But
that's about it.
Jesus fucking Christ. When she opened her mouth up in that movie, I was like, I want to punch her. Right in her fucking... Right there. Right there. That's her mouth. I know. That's why I want to hit her. Jesus Christ. Just shut her the fuck up, maybe, and shit like that.
Oh, man.
She ain't nothing good but a background girl.
That's your dad on Throwback Thursday, man.
Don't give any ideas. Jesus fucking Christ. Lincoln, he says, just curious seeing how you guys do a Blu-ray segment. If you guys purchase these Blu-rays immediately, or do you wait a while to get that till they go on sale? Shit, they don't sell when they release.
Exactly. When they first release, they're pretty much on sale. So yeah, the movies like I really like, yeah, I get them immediately.
Man, you know which one has never gone down though since coming out? It was Frozen.
Oh, really?
That movie is still like $28 or something like that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man, that movie came out
December.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Blu-ray.
March, maybe?
Blu-ray came out March?
March, April, somewhere around that time. Still $27. I was like, God damn, man.
That mouse is like, that's a lucrative
fucking... That mouse is like, hey, we trying to beat Cameron. Yeah. And we gonna get there. So, as a matter of fact, they had Cameron in the submarine and said, if you don't make no more movies, bitch, we'll let you out.
Yeah.
It declare your title that it was false.
Yeah, fuck your Avatar sequels.
Yeah, fuck you. Oh, my God.
Which I still don't understand.
Can't wait to see those, can't you? Just can't wait, can you?
I can't wait to see where they take this story.
It's like, Cameron, if you ain't gonna have nothing to show us visually, dude, I don't know what else you can do with the movies, to be honest.
Nah, I really don't see
I don't see nothing.
Maybe I'll eat my words later, but I don't know.
I wasn't even a fan of it. I remember when I was dating this girl or whatever, we went to go see it. She was like, that was a really good movie. I said, what'd you think about it? I was like,
yeah, it was...
It was cool. Effects looked good, but it was whatever. And she's like, you don't never like anything. I swear. I was just like, didn't even say I hated it. It was like, whatever. So, I don't know why people are clamoring to go see this shit, whatever. I usually get them right away. Especially if it's something I want. And I mean, if it's something... Trying to think of it. I mean, if it's something like Punisher Warzone, then hell no. I'm going to wait for that to go.
Yeah.
Wait, go down. But if it's something like Captain America or,
Okay.
Or in the Raid or something like
that. Day one.
Yeah, that's day one getting out there because I want to see it right away. I want to watch it the same day I get that motherfucker too. I don't care how late I got to stay. I'll watch that shit. So yeah, I usually rolls around that area. I mean, if it's a movie that I gave like a see it to and fucking proud of it or something like that, where I'll put that on the top 10 or something list, then I'll go get it.
Yeah.
Killing, he says, sweet Jesus, more found footage horror films on the way. Why is this format still being used? Also, when has it ever worked besides with Chronicle? Man, they making that, is it the Jason movie? Found footage film, that's right. That. Hey, they greenlighted that shit, it's going through, bro. So get ready for that, man. You ready?
I can't wait.
I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to see that shit. Unless it's funny, like that last Rob Zombie Michael Myers film. That shit was hilarious.
That was fucking hilarious.
I never laughed so hard. It was a crowded theater, and me and my brother saw it at midnight, and everybody just screaming. Oh, me and my brother, the only ones just. We did a Boondocks thing where he was stomping that guy out. We was like, work him out. Work him out. We was just loud and shit in this theater. Because it's like, this shit's ridiculous, man. Come on, man. Every time that horse appeared on the screen, we just started cracking. It was like, the fuck is the deal with that horse, man? Where's your carrots at, man? Michael, kill that bitch. She was laughing at you. Bring me some Jiffy.
Oh, man.
I mean, if it's funny like that, then I wouldn't mind seeing it. But, man, dude. The only reason why it's still being used is because it's cheap.
Cheap, yeah. That's the only reason.
It's a way of studios saving money and making at it, too. Because they don't even have to market the film or nothing like that. They'll make it right on the opening day. Because a movie, even if it does fail, it's going to bring in at least $3 million to $4 million at opening day, if not more than that. Yeah. So, and plus with a Jason movie, I mean, shit, that's going to bring in $15, $16 million or whatever. I mean, shit, that Trey Songz movie, what was that fucking... that nigga cannot act, man. I swear to fucking God. Nigga, shit, he's up there with T.I. That nigga is a horrible fucking actor, shit. Rappers and singers don't need to be actors.
No.
It's worked for some.
They really don't.
But they really still need to, even those need to stay away from his
Yeah.
I cannot remember a last great rapper that just transitioned to RZA. Forgot about him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, RZA. Yeah, he's the best.
I keep forgetting he was a rapper. That's why, because his movie transition was so excellent.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
That I just forgot that mm-hmm. you know, that even happened. Forgot you, man. Sorry, RZA. Cheers to that, man. Cheers.
As far as they even working besides Chronicle, Cloverfield.
That was one.
That's one.
My favorite one, and rewatched it today. The wife and sister, because we all love that movie. In the Watch.
See, that was kind of weird. It's kind of like a mixture.
Almost like a... Yeah, well, they were filming it the whole time, though, because they had the little cameras on there and thing.
That's true, yeah.
And all the action shots were shot from a point of view kind of style thing or whatever. So, and it did end with saying that this the day later or whatever, when they found the cameras and shit like that. So, that was found for me.
Yeah.
In a way.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah, I'll put that up there,
too. That was my favorite one. I thought it was the most clever way of keeping the camera, too. It's introducing, hey, I got this big camera doing a school project, but then that got dropped once they got the little cameras, mm-hmm. and obviously the cops wear them now. I hear that they're enforcing that shit. Cops have to wear little cameras and shit like that.
Heard about that.
Yeah, they're probably going to be like, fuck, take it off. Be like Michael Pena when that black dude, what was it, Leroy, Troyes? Yeah, Troyes, something like that. Nigga, take that motherfucking badge off, nigga, and I'll show you who the fucking boss right now, nigga. Shit, take it off, nigga. Shit, beat your ass, nigga. Come on now, nigga. Shit. Motherfucker, I'll tell you right now, motherfucker. Beat my ass, nigga. I'll put the motherfucking handcuffs on my fucking ass right now, nigga. Swear to God, nigga, work life, nigga, bond, nigga. I was like, damn, nigga. Where did they find this nigga? I started laughing hard when they pulled up on him. They had the gun through the car pointing at him and shit like that. He had the bathrobe on. He's like, shit, you know me, nigga? Chilling, nigga? I was like, get that nigga an Oscar. Man. That motherfucker was like, he was like, hey, nigga, what's up with them Dodge tickets, those, nigga? I love that movie, man.
The Watch is great, yeah.
The more I watch it, the more I love it more, man. Those Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena, man, they work fucking well. I would love to, like I said before, I'd love to see them in True Detective.
You badass.
I would love to see them, what they bring together.
Badass.
Yeah. Cloverfield and In the Watch is the only talking thing. It works when it's not a superhero film. I mean, not a horror film from what we've seen.
Basically, yeah.
Because... was there any other films besides those three?
Besides those genres?
It was Chronicle, In the Watch, and Cloverfield. And those was the only three that I can think of that wasn't a horror film and worked.
Yeah.
Because horror just don't fucking work. Because the problem with... what the fuck is it again? Found footage or whatever is supposed to be realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The horror films they're doing it for is supernatural shit. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing realistic about no fucking cabinets closing. Not a goddamn thing, or just like a shadow appearing. It was like
fucking pots rattling.
Yeah, pot or a knife that got stuck on the ceiling that just fall 3 days later. I would assume that would happen anyway, regardless. I mean, whether the place was haunted or not, you stick a pencil up there or something, like, it's gonna fall eventually.
And when you do that fucking four times and once,
and nobody dies.
Yeah.
Nobody gets shown, and then they try to sell you these events really happened. It's like, y'all playing my ignorance for fucking
joke. Don't play for a goddamn fool.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Come on now, y'all. I mean, shit, dude. So, yeah, whenever it doesn't do for horror, I guess that's when it works.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, horror genres. Man, that's after that Babadook trailer, you got to hope more, man. I mean, they're talking about like the greatest horror movie. People love that Conjuring shit. I saw that Annabelle trailer. And I was like, it's a prequel to the Conjuring. I'm just like,
dude, they fast tracked the fuck out of that. I had no idea it was coming out this year.
I thought it was coming out next year too. And I saw the trailer when I was watching Sin City and shit, and it came out. And I was like, man, I hate when they promote movies that comes out next year. And it said November. I was like, oh,
damn. Excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me. The fuck out of me then. Shit. Last question I got here is from Nick. He says, definitely wasn't expecting a fuck it from you, P1. This comes from my Sin City review. But what exactly pushed this film to a fuck it for you? Man, I was telling Cody about this earlier. It's basically that there's four separate storylines. One of them was interesting. The other ones aren't interesting at all. And then they try to make it feel like these things tie into the film, and yet they don't. So it was bad storytelling on their part.
Yeah.
That's what fucking got to me or whatever. It was like, hey, you know what? I wouldn't even watch this shit over again. JGL, I thought was great in it. Dialogue was fucking horrible, though. seriously was. But like his storyline went so nowhere. It was just like, why is this even in here? It's almost as if the director said, man, these other three guys are shit. Put you in here or whatever. Just add, make up a storyline. Ain't even in a comic book or nothing. Let's just make it up and throw it in there. Like, it was like, never comes back to this or nothing. These, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, there's a scene in the trailer where Josh Brolin, Mickey Rourke, and JGL are at a table together, right?
I really don't remember.
It's not even in the movie. They never once meet up or nothing like that.
So JGL, his segment is basically the most one that he had that feeling of disconnect.
Yeah.
Or is that what...
Well, they all were disconnect, but yeah. that was the only good one in it. And but his, the most was just like, they don't even meet with this character or nothing like that. I mean, at least Josh Brolin and Mickey Rourke meet up, but now granted, it didn't have nothing to do with either one storyline or nothing like that, but they meet up at one point, and he's just like, well, at least they met up or something.
I remember the last movie, they kind of, most of those stories kind of intertwined.
Yeah, they intertwined, integrated it pretty well or whatever and stuff, but in this one, man, oh, nah, it didn't make any damn sense, whatever and shit. And then Bruce Willis, man, he gotta be embarrassing himself, man. Man, I kept giving this guy a benefit of the doubt, giving him credit and shit like that. But the movies he's been in lately, man, this dude, I swear to God, man, he pulled a straight up fucking Edward from Twilight, where he just,
goddamn shame.
You're riding that bike too fast. She's like, I'm ugly. He's like, you're the most beautiful thing I know. I'll cut myself. Don't do it. I'm just like, oh gosh.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It was terrible, dude, man. Everybody narrating, and Josh Brolin, man, what the fuck was he talking about once again? They say you never let the monster out. I'm ready to unleash, though. What are you talking about, man? What monster, man? He's a regular fucking human being. Man, I like the, once again, I like the visual style of it and shit like that, but that can't be keeping in the past, especially if that was the same style in the first fucking movie and shit. So... let's get in some box office.
Box office talk.
Yeah, some box office talk. The number 5 film. Man, I know we both was excited to see this film. Just didn't get it. We didn't get it. I don't remember getting it. God damn, they released that. Oh, I was about to say. They released that shit in 2,600 fucking theaters. God damn, shit. That must be horrible marketing, man. Shit. Jesus Christ, man.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's when the game stands tall. People were like, yeah, what the fuck is that? Yeah. Apparently it was a football movie I never even fucking heard of. Shit. I don't think nobody fucking reviewed it. Budget on that was $15 million. This movie just got released in 2,600 theaters. Who the fuck made that decision? I didn't even know TriStar was still in business. Shit. Is that their last film? I'm about to scroll down. I was like, I don't see none of these fucking films of TriStar. No, I was like, damn.
Shit, maybe I had one of those moments where, like, getting the band back together for one last time. Fuck it.
Man, was that same horse that Neil Patrick Harris was riding? And shit? Like, dude, Neil Patrick Harris took some shrooms and was like, let's get back on that horse now. Yeah. Slapped him on the ass and he just flew in there and it was like, put the TriStar logo on there. Make that movie.
There you go.
Shit. The number 4, Barton, oh, actually, I didn't say how much Wind Gain stalled. $3.0 million. $3 million even. Let's Be Cops was number 4 film. And that one brought in $3 million. $225,000 to be exact. I don't remember the fucking budget. Oh, $17 million. I'm sure this movie is probably doing goddamn well. And there will be probably a sequel. Yeah, it is doing very fucking well. And there's really a sequel to this shit now. Thank you very much.
Let's Be Cops again.
30.
You know that's what they're gonna call it.
Damn. this nigga just came up with a title. And for some reason, that's the true fucking title, too. Like, Let's Be Cops Again. Man, $37 million, Cody. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a comedy, man. I don't think it's that hard for it to make their money back.
No, it ain't.
So, comedy's usually successful, so.
Man, coming in.
Especially at the R-rated ones.
Oh, yeah. Coming at the number 3 film, brought in $4.3 million. Budget is $125 million on that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man.
The Controversial Turtles.
The Controversial Turtles, which is damn near past that budget. $125 brought in $133 million. $67.5 million overseas. Worldwide, $200 million. Man, that sequel is getting green like a motherfucker, and they're going to green like that third one, too. Matter of fact, Michael Bay is going to be the director on the next one now.
Oh. Now I should be worried.
He's going to be like, that movie made money. New franchise. Here we go now. Shit. He was a little skeptical. He was like, I'll step back as producer. We'll see how this works out. Shit made $200 million. He gonna tell the studios, I can get you $400 million. Give me a sequel.
You heard this shit about, apparently you said, oh, I don't know, man. I might not direct Transformers 5. said the same fucking thing about the last movie.
Man, you said that about the last two movies. I should mention that third one, man. The fourth man.
You're bullshitting this, man.
Hey, man, stop God fucking.
Goddamn well, you're going to fucking direct that.
He's just trying to get some word of mouth come his way. Number two film. People probably, what is it, man? Ninja Turtles number three. Guardians of the Galaxy. $4.8 million. Cody was right. Yeah. Well, at least for Friday, at least. We'll see how that turns out this weekend. But $170 million budget. We already know this movie grossed over that. If I'm not mistaken, it beat Captain America, right? As far as domestic gross.
I think I heard a report that this is the most successful movie of the summer.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it is domestic. $239 million worldwide, $196.4 million overseas, $435 million. Chris Pratt become a superstar now after this shit. Yeah. Everything he does, people is on, on his radar now. I'm just like,
ain't got Jurassic World next year.
Man, that's the power of Marvel. It can take a nobody and turn them into something. Yeah. That rat is like, get out there and make me some money now, goddammit.
Maybe they can turn T.I. into something, man.
I don't know about that now. We can't do nothing with that. That you can't, no.
Whatever.
Look, T.R. Mushmouth wasn't available. So you're the next best thing. I do whatever you need, Miss Rat, whatever. They don't call me that right now. You don't talk. You just stand there. Like Bruce Willis, and you have a line, and you just stand in the corner, and you don't say shit. Whatever you say, Mr. Nigga, didn't I just tell you that? Somebody get this nigga a fucking book. And the number one film, Cody, I wish I wouldn't have showed you, because I would have said, what do you think it is? Bringing in $6.8 million. That's a lot of fucking money on a Friday night, man.
Them teens and tweens, man.
If I Stay the fuck away from this movie. $11 million. Where'd the fuck that go to? Her ghost? Because her damn ghost couldn't do a goddamn thing. Man, it damn near just made his budget back on Friday, dude. Shit, $11 million bringing in $6.8 million. Damn near $7 million, shit.
YA novels, man.
All the movies Chloe's done, this is the one that's going to be successful.
Not you got to be
fucking kidding me. Come on now, man. Not Carrie. I mean, which did... No, that one failed, actually. Yeah. And then you got, what was that, Let Me In?
Kick-Ass 2.
All those so shits. Good. This is the one. Great.
Hey, man. Have a little romance in there. Oh, that's all you need.
Apparently, man. People fucking love that old-ass. A little
romance and a sprinkle of sadness. You eat that shit up.
Jesus Christ. Ain't even no sadness in this movie. It was like some crying little bitch. You got accepted into some school? Bitch, you didn't tell me that.
That quiver mouth.
Like I'm thinking like the movie was going to be about this girl finding herself, who she is and shit like that, and her parents' death bring that upon her, and it's going to be about what she's going to do now that they're dead and stuff, and she can't get back to her body. Ain't got shit to do with that.
Wow.
Ain't got a goddamn thing to do with it. Like, because that's what they marketed in church.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Didn't got a goddamn thing. The parents' death in that movie was kind of like a goddamn plot device.
Oh, wow.
Just for her to leave her body.
Wow.
Which, by the way, she can't go through walls and shit like that, so...
The fuck was the point?
Why is she a ghost? And that's why I said, where the fuck that 11 million go to? Like, she couldn't even do shit.
Got a rough fucking room.
Only thing about her powers is nobody can hear the fuck she's saying. It was just like, she can't touch shit, and so I'm just like... How that bitch get... Why do all these doors open in? I was like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nothing, man. It's weak. It's some bullshit. Blu-ray releases, though, man. We're getting through this pretty quickly, man.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, man, you remember a movie called Mom's Night Out?
Mom's Night Out? What the fuck?
Yeah, man, you don't remember that PG comedy film that almost made my worst of list?
Mom's Night Out?
Came out when... after Spider-Man, actually.
Oh.
Group of ragtag friends getting together, got the gang, got a bunch of actresses you ain't never fucking heard of, so never mind. I started looking, I was like, somebody famous is in this motherfucker.
Nope,
because if I said any of these names, you'd be like, never mind. So never mind then. All right then, people. And the next movie, probably one of the most boring movies of the year, Kevin Costner, Draft Day.
Oh, shit, yeah. It seemed boring.
Nobody give a fuck about the draft and the fucking. And not only just the draft, but the fucking Browns.
Yeah, you make a movie of all these NFL teams, and you motherfucker choose the Cleveland Browns to base your movie on.
Seriously! And it ain't even about the team, it's about their draft picks. They don't even get good draft picks. Nobody give a fuck. All right, hell, who thought that was a good idea? It was the most boring shit. I was just sitting there looking like. Jesus Christ, man, I could have popped in Madden and just watched the stat plays and shit like that. I could have had a better draft day on that shit with
yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Kevin Connors seemed like he just trying for any goddamn thing. Everybody talking about he's making a comeback. He started off with Superman. Yeah, his comeback got swept away with that tornado shit.
Apparently it did.
3 days to kill. Like, oh, okay. Whatever. You old badass. You ain't no Liam Neeson, so.
Oh, he was great in Jack Ryan, right?
I forgot he was in that shit. Jesus Christ. Goddamn, that movie was boring, too. But, man, you know what? I don't even know what the mainstream movies are. Man, they look like some straight-up pieces of shit. I know people, we got Wednesday, the November Man. I don't even know if that's getting a wide release, to be honest. Right. I gotta check my fucking email or whatever and shit and stuff. But one we do got, this is the first time I saw a trailer for it.
So I heard of it.
As above, so below. Let's play that. Go ahead and get up in there.
See what this looks like.
Some bullshit. What's up with the volume on this video? Oh.
Oh, that would help.
That would help, I guess.
Might contain a critical missing piece of our history.
How are we supposed to get down?
Catacombs.
Oh, Paris, baby.
There are 200 miles of tunnels right
ain't even fucking Paris. Fuck. Can't even get y'all goddamn screenshots right.
Words.
That easy to get in those, huh?
Yeah.
Don't even block them off. Wow, nobody else ever saw that. Oh. The world don't know, though.
They don't know.
Dark secret.
Alright.
Of course the nigga would get stuck.
Can't survive the damn trailer.
Damn. They grabbed his ass. They're like, oh, black meat.
That's some shit.
Chicken. Okay, when you gotta squeeze through shit like that, ain't that a good sign to say no?
Yeah, probably should just turn the other fucking way.
Maybe, this type of shit where you don't let nobody know.
Right.
Didn't even, okay. first time ever, people. Movie Spoilers History, rewinding a trailer back to show you not a goddamn thing just happened right there.
What? It went so fast, man. I didn't even fucking realize what was going on.
Watch this. Just look at this. A door open. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, look at that little asshole.
Wow.
Can't even fit through that shit. Oh, shit. Coach. Oh. Hold me. I'm scared. I'm scared, dude. Oh, shit. Title card.
I don't know where.
Can you read that?
How the fuck can she read that? Catacomb's been there since 1970. She can read that shit?
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Ooh. Cody, I got so scared. Ooh. Who didn't see that coming?
Is somebody there?
That nigga is so dead, man. Is that Bob Stokey? Is this found footage?
It's found footage.
Oh god. Was it my fault? Motherfucker just swallowed his ass.
Looks like your typical found footage horror movie. What can I say?
Discover the truth, my friend. Discover the truth. Are you ready for it?
Discover some bullshit.
Hey, Cody, you ever decided we should sneak out at night to some unknown catacombs and let nobody know as we squeeze through these little corridors? Not knowing that a cave-in could happen anytime, we don't have any contact or whatever. Nobody knows we're down here neither. You think we should do that?
Yeah, I thought it never crossed my mind, but now that you mention it.
Making sense, isn't it? Making a whole lot of goddamn sense, huh? Make perfect sense. Skeletons and shit like that, nobody's ever crossed this and put a barrier or a wall up right here and say, hey, don't enter this shit.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, skeletons are obviously so inviting.
They were so built up and everything, like somebody built it, like, is this man-made? What's going on? Bitch can read foreign languages, has been there since, what is it, 1917 or some shit like that? It was like, damn, bitch, all of a sudden, we got the one smart chick here to explain. That fits it perfectly. Damn, is horror becoming shit or what?
What do you mean becoming? I mean, it is.
Yeah, we're at that age now. That was horrible. I remember looking at that the other night when I saw Sensei. I was just staring. I was like, is that a thing?
It's a thing, man, apparently. whether we like it or not.
Yeah, of course, you ain't gotta like it. I gotta watch that motherfucker. Yeah. And I don't know, I ain't getting no screen for it because it's a horror film and they don't make screens for horror films. Awesome.
Just so, your fucking luck.
Oh, I'm gonna be seeing it Thursday, midnight.
Oh.
Ooh, shit. Scary at midnight, bro.
You ready for that, man?
Man, dude.
Are you prepared?
I gotta take the wife with me.
Oh.
I gotta take her with me,
dude. Need somebody to hold on to.
Dude, I need someone to hold on to, man. This shit about to get real.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm about to discover the truth.
That's what they said.
The truth of bullshit. I can't wait. I love bullshit. You know I do. Can't wait, people. Dumbass bullshit. I swear to fucking God, I'm be in there just... Oh, another movie I might walk out on, people.
We'll see.
I don't expect a review from that. You just expect a review. It's just me looking, going, fuck that movie. Yeah. Fuck it all to hell. Anyway, people, that's been Movie Spoils, episode 125, our shortest show ever.
Yeah, we went through that, man.
We went through that quick, like flash, pros and man, shit. Yeah. Probably because we drunk, or hungry,
yeah, both,
or tired, or still steaming about getting water.
Yeah.
I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch you bastards next week when we come back for episode 126.
Mm-hmm.
Six of them things. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
But you're still the same.